Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Paul Moran.
Good evening, it's 5:30 and this is Update for Tuesday, 21st of March from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, plus background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch and travel updates, plus the newsmakers in person. Tonight, claims that a drag queen taught at a secondary school, apology from the former health, inappropriate conduct, 35-week waiting list for kids' mental and health, adolescent service unacceptable. There's nothing to retain young people in the budget. Driving tests set to be more expensive. The latest on the Laxey landslide. And a Manxman wants to be the youngest to get to the highest.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
One hour of the time at 5:31. Let's get the latest headlines with Christian Jones. Fastamai, Christian.
Fastamai. Former Health Minister Rob Callister has issued an apology to Tim Alds following an investigation into his conduct by the Tim Alds Standards and Members Interests Committee. 23 members voted in favour of the findings, with 9 voting against. Addressing Tim Alds, the Onchan MHK said sections of the investigation's outcome are difficult to accept, but he fully respects the findings and further apologised to his constituents and the wider Manx community. Manx Care has confirmed the death of its chairman, Andrew Foster, CBE, who's died following a short illness. In a statement issued this afternoon, the health body praised his warmth and wisdom, saying at his heart he was a family man. And the cost of taking a driving test and applying for a full driving licence is set to get more expensive on the Isle of Man, but it will be cheaper to get a provisional licence from May if the changes are approved in Tim Alds next month. In international news, Boris Johnson's admitted misleading Parliament over Partygate, but insisted it wasn't deliberate ahead of an appearance before MPs tomorrow. The former UK Prime Minister's denied it was obvious gatherings at Downing Street were against the rules and accused the committee investigating of being highly partisan. The Labour leaders called for a reckoning at the Metropolitan Police after a scathing review found the force is institutionally racist, sexist and homophobic. Sir Keir Starmer says the UK government is being negligent in its response. And Tesco is cutting the value of its club card rewards. From June, customers will get double what they're worth by cashing them in rather than 3 times. Those are the Update News headlines. Next at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Time is 7:33, getting a bit foggy out there. There is an amber warning for coastal overtopping and inner harbour flooding. Adverse conditions are expected to affect the island from 9:30 tonight until 2 o'clock tomorrow. Areas likely to be affected for overtopping. The areas most at risk: Shore Road, Russian Castletown Promenade, northern and central parts of Douglas Promenade and Laxey and Ramsey Promenades. Flooding is expected to be on the Tong in Douglas. Risk of flooding on North Quay as well as Lake Road for Ramsey. West Quay and Meseron Corner are also expected to flood, with a small risk for Parliament Street. Weatherwise then, the wind will increase strong to gale force from the south this evening, causing, as we've just said, coastal overtopping around the time of high tide. Low water today is in about 6 minutes' time, 0.4 metres. High water tonight is at 11:31. That's when we're going to see the flooding and the overtopping, 6.9 metres. Low water at 5:48 in the morning, down to 0.2 metres. Tomorrow's going to be bright and breezy with some sunny intervals.
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke splashbacks for your kitchen in any colours. Speak to the team on 674 573.
Claims that a drag queen taught at one of the island's secondary schools and told a child to leave the lesson over a dispute over gender were inaccurate, says the Education Minister. That's the initial findings of an investigation into the teaching and relationships and sexual educational curriculum. Julie Edge told Timmel today about the impact of what she described as misinformation being shared online.
There have been malicious accusations and comments which continue to be received by our staff and myself directly through emails, letters, telephone calls and shared across social media platforms, and they continue to have a detrimental impact upon many individuals. As the Department has already stated, comments such as these are wholly unacceptable. Mr. President, I would question if they should be tolerated by anyone in our island community. As such, any such comments will continue to be reported, where appropriate, to the Isle of Man Constabulary. I would like to thank all of our staff at QE2 School for the level of professionalism displayed under intense personal pressure, most specifically the head teacher, who has not only suffered a tirade of abuse but featured in national press articles. Despite a level of personal threat, staff have remained professional and continue to deliver their usual high quality of education to our pupils. Mr. President, it should be noted that our staff have felt unsafe following threats from individuals. These range from threats to turn up at the school, demands for staff to be dismissed, to demands for people to be arrested and executed. As a department, we strive to prepare our children and young people to live in a rapidly changing and complex world, prepared for a future that is increasingly hard to predict, although one thing we can be sure of, it will be different to the world we all grew up in. The drop-down days delivered within our schools provide an opportunity to bring in those from other professions and walks of life to offer a different perspective to challenge our thinking and to stimulate positive debate. This is a principle I have always supported and will continue to do so, and I hope all honourable members of this court will do likewise.
Former Health Minister Rob Callister has issued an apology to Tynwald following an investigation into his conduct by the Tynwald Standards and Members' Interest Committee. Christian Jones reports.
The findings show the Onchan MHK breached standards and was instructed to apologise for inappropriate conduct. Mr. Callister was dismissed from the Council of Ministers in November last year after being in the job for just under 2 months. Addressing Tynwald, he said sections of the investigation's outcome are difficult to accept, but he fully respects the findings and further apologised to his constituents and the wider Manx community.
I can assure this court, my Tynwald colleagues sitting here today, and the wider Manx community that I've always applied the highest level of openness, honesty and accountability, along with the other four principles of public life when working on behalf of my constituents in Onchan or in government departments or when asked to sit on various Tynwald committees on behalf of this honourable court.
Members were given the opportunity to comment on the investigation. Dr. Michelle Hayward, one of those involved in the bullying row, broke into tears whilst discussing the impact it's had on her.
I will not pretend that the last few months have been easy for me. I've experienced considerable stress. I've lost sleep. I spent my Christmas break, when I should have been with my family, collating evidence and writing testimony about the events that I witnessed and that I was party to. I felt isolated from some of my Tynwald colleagues as we were under instructions not to talk about events while investigation was underway. This is a small workplace, and I felt the relationship shift since the process got underway.
However, the findings didn't come without opposition. Education Minister Julie Edge made her concerns clear from the get-go.
To call a politician dishonest on the evidence I have before me falls short. The report appears to have hearsay evidence and a lot of he said, she said. I really do feel that Mr. Callister has been let down.
Various other members expressed their support for Mr. Callister, calling him a decent, honest person, something Mr. Callister acknowledged when he was instructed to make the apology.
In closing, Mr. President, I would also like to thank my Tynwald colleagues that have spoken so warmly and kindly on my behalf here today. Their continuing support and friendship over the past few months has been immensely appreciated. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Callister. My decision is that your apology is acceptable.
The president of Tynwald has confirmed he now considers the report of Rob Collis's conduct closed following his apology in Tynwald today. But what did Manx Radio's political commentator Phil Gorn make of this afternoon's debate?
In perhaps the most emotionally charged sitting of Tynwald I've ever witnessed, the former Health Minister Rob Collister MHK was found to have breached Tynwald standards. Mr. Collister accepted the findings and gave a full apology to Tynwald, but made clear that he had always tried to live up to the highest standards of openness, honesty and integrity. Michelle Hayward also apologised for swearing at Mr. Collister in a department meeting. Minister Hooper explained why it would have been inappropriate to make public the evidence given, as it would have identified the officers involved in some of the events that resulted in Mr. Collister being sacked. In a quite extraordinary admission, Minister Hooper explained that officers were too scared to use the relevant grievance procedures, in part as a result of the actions of the Cannon administration, which led to significant high-profile departures of senior civil servants last year from across the civil service. It can only be hoped that after this very public airing of dirty political washing, Tynwald members can now move on and work together to improve the lives of the public they represent. This will be more difficult for some than others.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
A Garth MHK believes there was a huge flaw in terms of planning enforcement in Laxey. It follows a landslide on Old Laxey Hill, which has resulted in residents from two properties being evacuated from their homes. Daphne Kane says people have been left in limbo.
Despite the strenuous efforts of the commissioners, the commissioners' clerks and MHKs last week to question and challenge the various government authorities to see whether any action could be taken, The answer up until the end of the weekend's additional force was a firm no. We've just heard yesterday that the Environment Minister with responsibility for the planning department has now said that there's been a cross-departmental meeting on the subject yesterday and that officers are now undertaking a number of further actions, but we don't know what they are, and people are being left in limbo, literally, and worrying about the future of their properties, let alone being displaced out of their homes. So it's got to be a huge concern for Laxey, for the individual householders and the whole community.
Well, you said there you don't know exactly what is being done at the moment. What would you like to see being done?
The issue that we've had is that every time we were questioning whether planning enforcement could take any action, and particularly the commissioners highlighting digging work that was undertaken around the outskirt of the site, the response came back that this was complying with the planning conditions on the development of that site. But there seems to be a huge flaw, in my opinion, in terms of planning enforcement, because all those planning conditions were to protect the site itself, the development site on the End Cafe location, from land slippage from the cliff. But there doesn't seem to have been anything specifically to protect householders above, or indeed the road. And when we highlighted concerns, Highways said as of last week they had no concerns about Old Laxey Hill, so that was another avenue that was shut off. So it's just a horrible mess and very, very concerning.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Visibility across the bay a bit murky at the moment, and the crossing last night was a little bit bumpy on the Bembercree, but Bembercree is in Douglas Harbour at the moment. It's back out tonight off to Heysham at 7:45, should be in Heysham Harbour around about 11:30. Comes back overnight, usual sailing, 2:15, leaves Heysham and should be back into Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. If you want more information, head to manxradio.com, click onto news and then click onto travel.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
A Manx student who claimed the 2023 budget includes nothing to retain young people has got a very valid point. That's according to the Treasury Minister, who's been giving evidence to Tynwald's Economic Policy Review Committee. Alex Allison says government's island plan will help create a more vibrant culture and society, but it will take a while for that plan to come into fruition.
The budget cannot be all things to all people, would be the first thing, because similarly, there were complaints there about housing, about there not being enough in for working families, there not being enough in for business. I think the budget is basically a description of how we take money from people and then how we spend it through departments providing services. Now, in terms of young people, the person involved was quite right. He particularly was talking about affordable housing and also creating a vibrant economy. And part of the budget, as I've already said, is investing in our island plan. And those aspects in terms of growing the active working population are incredibly important. The other thing that the budget did was to extend the national insurance holiday, which he may not have been aware of, which is a direct way of recruiting younger people, particularly Manx graduates, to come back to the Isle of Man, who then basically get a refund of a large proportion of their national insurance contributions. And with that, with some of the graduate recruitment schemes run by the Department for Enterprise, I think are having an effect in terms of enticing people to come back. But he has a very valid point that if you're a young person on the Isle of Man, you may look to going across for a more vibrant culture and society. That's what the Island Plan is trying to recreate for our island, and I think we've lost part of that. And so the investment in terms of key public services, but also through the Economic Strategy Fund to fund a lot of the aims of the Island Plan, I think are very valid, but will take a little bit of a while to come to fruition.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
In corporate news, Just Eat Takeaways is to lay off as many as 1,700 delivery drivers as the takeaway company grapples with a post-pandemic slowdown. Bosses are understood to have informed impacted workers on Tuesday morning, with delivery drivers being offered 6 weeks' notice with pay. The shake-up will also affect 170 full-time Just Eat staff within its operations team.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets close higher as investor nerves settled after USB takeover of rival bank Credit Suisse. US stock moves higher following US and European efforts to stabilise the banking system. Oil rose, extending a recovery from a 15-month low hit the previous day as the rescue of Credit Suisse eased worries about global banking sector risks that could hit economic growth and fuel demand. And gold fell more than 1% as treasury yields jumped, while some traders booked profits after a strong run driven by risk aversion spurred by the banking crisis. The markets at the close, FTSE was up 1.79% at 7536. The DAX also up 1.75% at 15195. At 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones was up 0.54% at 32416. S&P 500 up 0.73% at 3980. The NASDAQ was 0.94% up at 11785. And in exchange rates, the pound will get you $1.219. And we'll get you 1.132 euros. And in commodities, gold fell 1.84% down to $1,942. And Brent crude oil was up 1.53%, and that finished at $74.85.
The world was a very different place when Ramsey Crookall set up business back in 1946. But his passion for providing outstanding service and looking after every client as if they were one of the family has endured for over 76 years. So, if you're looking for the continuity of a personal, bespoke investment strategy, perhaps it's time to look at our discretionary services. Trustworthy, dependable, and tailored. Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
The cost of taking the driving test and applying for a full driving licence is set to get more expensive on the Isle of Man. But it'll be cheaper to get a provisional licence from May if the changes are approved in Tynwald next month, Sean Cowper reports.
Plans to increase the cost of a number of driving licences have been published ahead of April's sitting, which includes putting up the cost of a full 10-year licence by more than 30% from £36 to £45. Several of the shorter licences for drivers aged 66 or over are also set to rise, but for those over the age of 72, the price of a licence will be reduced by £1 to £14. price cuts are also on the way for provisional licences. Currently, a first provisional costs £22, with a renewal costing £18. But this two-tier system will be scrapped and replaced with a flat £14 fee for all provisionals. While the cost of getting a licence for a learner will be cheaper, taking a driving test is going to be more expensive. It's proposed a theory test will cost £44 from the 1st of May, rising from £35, while a practical for motorbikes and cars will go up from £57 to £72, or £82 if at the weekend or outside office hours. Tests in all other classes will also be subject to increases, while an extended test is going up from £95 for bikes and £116 for cars to £150 for both classes. In a memo to Tynwald members, the Department of Infrastructure says most fees haven't been increased since 2013, while these rises will help generate enough revenue to ensure the department meets its 2024 income budget. It adds that if fees aren't increased, maintenance spending on the road and footpath network will have to be reduced.
Manx Radio Sport.
Dave Moore has the sport for us tonight. Fast Am I, Dave?
Fast Am I. Dan Willen and Mark Appleton powered their Volvo to victory in the Three Legs of Man anniversary rally at the weekend. They saw off a strong challenge from Paul Dias and Martin Taylor, who were also using Volvo, and had to settle for second place, while Steve Head and Graham Rayburn came third to clinch their first podium finish. Paul Crosby and Ali Proctor in their Porsche 911 were the early pace setters as they powered their way through the fog, mist, rain and sleet. They were unable to maintain their advantage and would finish fourth overall, but could console themselves with a class win. The leading local crew were Pete and Joe Johnson. They claimed seventh spot, but were the top crew in the Class 1 pre-1962 category in their Volvo 122S. Overall, there were 60 entries from across Europe taking part, and the event celebrated 60 years since the first Manx Rally was run in 1963. Applications for the position of team manager for FC Isle of Man close in 3 days' time. Paul Jones has held the role as interim since Chris Bass left in November. And finally, this Saturday, the MotoGP season gets underway in Portugal for its 75th anniversary campaign. The very first race in what was initially known as the Grand Prix World Championship took place in the Isle of Man in 1949. Around 30 riders took part in the 250cc event, which was a mass start from Glencrutchery Road.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Police aren't reporting anything on the roads down at the airport. Only one delay, that is the arrival of the London City flight. Should be arriving at 8:05. It's now going to be about 8:55, so about 50 minutes delay on that. And on the roads, usual suspects for the roadworks continue. Victoria Street works from 19th of March. No through traffic down Victoria Street for a two-week period from Sunday 19th of March until no later than Sunday 2nd of April. Most traffic being diverted back up to Prospect Hill.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with Quayside.
A 35-week waiting list for children referred to the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service is utterly unacceptable. That's from the head of the island's Mental Health Service, Ross Bailey, who's been speaking to Tynwald Social Affairs Policy Review Committee.
So when we look at the data, if you're aged between 4 and 17, more than 1 in 10 of children are open to CAMHS. And those figures are incredible. They're absolutely
shocking. Neighbours,
well, with 400% higher, the CAMHS caseload is over 4 times higher than what you'd see in 100,000 population in England or Wales. That's not because we've got a mental health epidemic locally. It's because it's the way we deliver services locally. So most avenues, most roads lead to CAMHS services, and we haven't got that provision where we're intervening in a systemic way, you know, across our communities. The waiting times for CAMHS are utterly unacceptable, because the provision that we've got, the way we deliver services, the resources we have within CAMHS aren't good enough. The CAMHS team, given the fact that we've not had any additional funding to increase the resources within CAMHS despite the numbers, the demand, So we've used resources within mental health service to so moved for other services to increase the establishment within camps. But one of the work so we've invested in to increase capacity in some assessment tools so we can far more quickly assess those new developmental disorders and upskill the team in its entirety so they can also assess them. So we're working, and I'm really optimistic we can really bring down those waiting times for newer developmental disorders. But it's going to be to a stage where we've pulled the elastic so far, we can't pull it anymore.
And finally, a Manxman has set himself a challenge of becoming the youngest person from the island to climb Mount Everest. 24-year-old Colin McCartney told Manx Radio he's taken on the challenge to raise money for cancer research.
I knew I had to come up with a big, big challenge to raise as much money as possible. I'm doing it all for cancer research. I do the Relay for Life every year with a team called Ohana, and I was trying to wrap my brain for some fundraising ideas, and then my boss actually mentioned he was watching the new Finding Michael documentary. And so I watched it, and then my brain went mad and came up with this plan. So,
and what was that like when you told friends and family about your plans?
I think my partner's still living in denial about it, but it's been mostly supportive, to be honest. And there's already been a little bit of funding raised for it, so far so good. I'm not just jumping straight into Everest. There will be a build-up, so I'll be starting kind of the end of June, early July, just going to the Chamonix region of the Alps in France, and over a few days, we'll be something about four the smaller peaks there. And then it really starts kind of late July, where I'll be climbing Mont Blanc, which is the tallest peak in Western Europe. And then they just progressively get bigger till the next climbing window, which is the climbing window for every sort of March to May. And so I'll be doing that next year.
And what skills are you going to have to learn ahead of that? And what are you going to be practicing most of all when you're taking on these different peaks?
So I used to live in Switzerland for a few years. So I have a bit of experience with alpine climbing and some ski trips and things. But things like fixed lines and ice pick work and crampon work, things like that is the stuff that's really going to have to be built on. So with the earlier peaks at the end of June, that's what we'll be working on and making sure I'm up to scratch on. I can kind of practice them as I'm going up, more and more difficulty.
Why did you choose cancer research?
Well, as I said, I do the Relay for Life every year for cancer research. It's a great charity. There's a lot of good work. I've lost family members to cancer. I think everybody knows people who've been affected by it. And statistically, 1 in 2 people get cancer in their lifetime. So obviously it's a very important charity doing very important work.
That's it for Update. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones and producer Tessa Hawley. Countryside next at 6. Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley at 6:30. The Folk Show with John Barker at 9. And After Hours with Dave Moore at 10. Whatever you're doing tonight, keep well, stay safe.
Tracy Bell Dental in Castletown now has a great new dentist with a great new offer. Dr. Nicole Foyle brings 7 years' experience in cosmetic procedures, root canal treatment, and all aspects of general dentistry. And as an introduction, all new patients will receive an initial consultation, x-rays, photographs, plus full written treatment plan and advice, just £59.50. Email castletown@tracybell.co.uk for a callback or phone 805 230.
At NFU Mutual in Douglas, we believe the best way to look after our customers is to be based close to them. And so, with an office at Key House on South Quay, our great service is always close to home. If you need car, home or business insurance, call in to see us at NFU Mutual for a friendly face-to-face chat. Call us on 674 191. That's 674 191. Or to visit our website, Google NFU Mutual Isle of Man.
This Easter Sunday, the 9th of April, it's Pamper Time on board. Enjoy a springtime three-course Sunday lunch at just £49 per adult and £25 for children. Or choose the afternoon tea train for scrumptious sandwiches, cakes and scones at just £39 or £19.50 for children. Both include return travel. For train times and bookings, call 697 457 or visit rail.im.
25 years ago, Titanic won 11 Oscars. Everyone had Furbies and wanted a hairdo like Rachel from Friends. While here, the Garage Door and Gate Automation Company was founded. A quarter century later, while others come and go, we're still the name to trust for automatic or manual garage doors and gates, automatic and industrial doors and railings. The Garage Door and Gate Automation Company. Visit manxgaragedoors.com for quality and service that stands the test of time.
Office World at Spring Valley, the island's largest one-stop stationery shop, including an unrivaled selection of whiteboards, cork and novelty notice boards for home or office, and a full range of really useful storage boxes, including the latest neon colour collections. At Office World, we have thousands of your favourite stationery items, including the largest selection of printer inks in stock on island. Office World at Spring Valley. See Facebook for our latest offers.
Office World!
No compromise, no comparison. Switch and save up to 35% with Sainsbury's at ShopRite. With stores across the island, why shop anywhere else? ShopRite, proudly locally owned.
Broadcasting from Douglas in the Isle of Man, on smartphone and smart speaker, online and on AM and FM. This is Manx Radio.